the North Shore Football Preview Show. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. This week, we are brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody, in Salisbury, and the Bradford Tavern in Rowley. Live video streaming Friday night, Peabody at Danvers. Peabody coach Mark Betancourt.
Absolutely. Every time Peabody plays Danvers, it seems to be big the last couple of years.
Danvers coach Sean Terrio.
And, you know, they do a lot of things well now.
Live radio Friday, Beverly at Lynn Classical. Beverly coach Andrew Morenci.
Good athletes, including a good QB, like you said.
Lynn Classical coach Tim Phelps.
We're playing Beverly this week, and that's all we're going to focus on.
All together, just ahead, you'll hear from 11 different local coaches, including Endicott College football coach Kevin DeWall. They're playing undefeated Western New England Saturday at home.
They were the undefeated league champion last year, so obviously a very good team, top to bottom.
We have analysis with the item Steve Kraus.
What happens this weekend, and one of them is if the Prep beats Bridgewater Raynham, which is in Division 1A, so that it won't get the maximum points for the win, but it will get points for the fact that Bridgewater Raynham is a winning team.
We have analysis from MSO's John Squires.
I look for PBD to play very, very strong. I think it's going to be a great ball game. And Danvers is starting, as you said, they're playing very well. They're 5-1. They have a chance to end the season strong, but they haven't played their best game thus far this season.
And you'll meet our MSO Player of the Week this past week, PBD's Jake Doherty.
It was a crazy game all night. It was senior night, so I was really happy to produce the way I did on that night.
Kick back, relax. It's the Football Preview Show next. Hi again, everyone, and welcome to the North Shore Football Preview Show. Our big video game on Friday night will feature Danvers playing host to Peabody High School. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Paul Ingram. Tanner's coach, Mark Betancourt, knows what to expect from Danvers.
Oh, and this isn't a surprise to us. This, you know, my fourth year we'll be playing Danvers, that we're in a game that means a lot to both teams. My first year, I think Valley's ended the last play of the game with a 80-yard fumble strip that ended the game. The next year, we had a battle over in Danvers. Last year, we had a great Peabody. I expect no different this year. I mean, Danvers and Peabody kids are very competitive. We have great games in baseball. We have great games. I mean, it doesn't matter what sport it is. Peabody, Danvers is a rival that never really showed itself, 20, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's something new. And I think that they're similar type of kids. They're tough kids. They're not going to quit. And you better pack a lunch anytime you play them.
Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt. As Danvers prepares to host Peabody on Friday, Falcons coach Sean Terrio has more to think about with the emergence of the Tanners passing game the last several weeks.
Yeah, like you said, that's a team that generally in the past, if they have thrown the ball, it's been very minimally and it's been short passes. But I think they got a guy that they're pretty comfortable with, and they got some athletes on the outside that they can get the ball to. And they've really developed their offense. It's definitely more dynamic than just the ground and pound attack when Santos was there. And, they do a lot of things well now.
Danvers High football coach Sean Terrio, again, live video streaming of that game Friday night at 7 on MSO News Sports. Beverly will be at Classical in our other broadcast game. Beverly coach Andrew Morenci knows the Classical offense could be a bit tricky.
Sure, Classical, especially offensively, I feel like they have some weapons. They have a very different offense that forces the defense to be disciplined and read their keys, and if you don't, they're going to hurt you. They get some good athletes, including a good QB, like you said. Nice running back, couple good tight ends. They get some size. I mean, Classical's had their moments with everything they played. They just haven't been able to put it together. So we feel like we're coming in against a team that is playing at home, and they're going to be tough. That's how we're going to see it.
Beverly coach Andrew Morenci. As for Classical High School, head coach Tim Phelps.
Yeah. The last regular season game that. They're a good team. They're big up front. They've got some talent. They got a lot of athletes that are can hurt you in a lot of ways. So we've got our work cut out for us again.
Well, they're coming off the losses to Marblehead, Danvers, and so on. So they'll obviously want to be grabbing a win on Friday night.
Yeah. I think they played us. They played the teams we just played too. I mean, it's a tough conference. There's not many easy matchups, and they probably played two of the better teams in the conference. So, including, you know, Beverly's one of those teams too. So, I mean, it's a good, strong conference from, I think, from top to bottom.
Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps. Tim Kearns will be joining me for the broadcast from Manning Field in Lynn. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock Friday night. Other Friday night games, undefeated, unbeaten, untied, Marblehead playing host to Lynn English. Tough one for the Bulldogs. That game's 7 o'clock in Marblehead. Salem is at Revere. Revere 2-1 in the league, 2-4 overall. Salem also 2-1 in the league and 3-3 overall. They're at Harry Delarusso Stadium this week. Patriots coach Lou Ciccatelli expects Salem to be ready for the game after losing to Gloucester last week.
No doubt about it, Tim. Well, Gloucester's beating everybody up. They're rolling. Coach Israeli's got them rolling over there. They're doing very well. But as far as us for Friday night, we know they got the kid Lubin, that tailback, and I don't know his name offhand, but their other tailback, number 10, I'm not sure his name offhand, but they're both two of the better backs I think we've seen this year, other than Sanfilippo up at in Gloucester. So we most certainly got our hands full. Their quarterback is very ample, and they've improved so much from last year. They're fast. They got a smart little offense. And I told the guys we're going to have to bring our A game on Friday night at Harry Della.
Revere head football coach Lou Ciccatelli. Saugus is at Gloucester. Gloucester High football coach Tony Zirilli is well aware of the old football adage on any given Sunday. While his team prepares for the Saugus Sachems at Newell Stadium Friday night, anything could happen on a Friday night.
Yeah, you know, any Friday night, anybody can win, and that's the way we look at this. We send the message to the kids early. You know, we don't overlook anybody. You know, anything can happen. If it's raining, or if it's a break in the action, or the fumble the ball, or you can't hold on to it, or who knows? You know, it's high school football. You don't know. Kid has a tremendous game on the other side of the ball. He's unstoppable. You know, they have a big, bruising fullback. You know, he gets rolling. He's going to be tough to stop. So, you know, we focus on, you know, stopping their offense and scoring points on our offense, you know. And, you know, they have a very systematic offense, and it's a responsibility-based defense that has to go against it. So our kids need to know their responsibility. They need to know their assignment. And we need to have, you know, 2-3 hats on every kid to make sure that, you know, if the dive back gets it, we got guys there. If the QB keeps it, we got guys there. And if he pitches it, we got guys on him. So, you know, we spent time this week practicing, for instance, with no football, you know, against the option, because that's what you get to do, you know, and that's how you prepare for a team like that. So nobody knows who's got the football, so you tackle everybody who's moving, you know. And I mean, that's just kind of things that you do, you know. But we look at it from a week-to-week standpoint. We need to win this week to win the Northeast Conference South. We need to win this week to get a good seating in the Division 2A. So that's just the goal. The goal this week is to win.
Gloucester football coach Tony Zirilli. Other Friday games, St. John's Prep with a tough one at Bridgewater Raynham. Cardinal Spelman at Bishop Fenwick. St. Mary's undefeated at Austin Prep. And Masconomet will be playing at Triton. This is Masconomet head football coach Gavin Monagle.
Yeah, very excited about it. They're an excellent team. They're you know, 5-1 themselves. They've been sharp as can be all season, and you know, it's quite a test.
Well, tell us what has come together for you guys, because it has come together here for you. This, you had some big wins.
We had some good wins. I think the kids have come together. They've been working hard all year, and I think that's just basically the fact that they've worked so hard and it's coming together a little bit. We're winning some of the close games that we lost a year ago, and it's just a little bit. We lost some tough ones, and when you lose some tough ones, you learn a little bit there. Or, you know, so I think they didn't let it beat them, and they came back stronger. And, you know, I think defensively, I think we have definitely improved tremendously during the course of the year, and just getting our offense the ball a little bit more and more shots with the ball. They've been making the best of it.
Now, if you were to scout this game, Masco, Triton, Friday night, X's and O's, personnel, what's the scouting report?
They can score from anywhere on the field. They can throw it. They can run it. They're very explosive. From the quarterback to their running backs, everyone. They have weapons all over the field.
Masconomet head football coach Gavin Monagle. Now some players. This is quarterback Declan Judge.
It's going to be tough, you know. I mean, they're 3-1 in the Cal, 5-1, or you know, and you know, we need the win. Otherwise, we don't get into the playoffs. So. It's going to be a good matchup, and we're going to try and prepare ourselves the best we can.
Declan Judge, Masco football. His teammate, Paul Baker.
Yeah, this defense, we've really come out with a chip on our shoulder since last year with the losing record, and it really is just a little fire under our butt to let up the least points we can and go hard every play. I really don't think you'll see a play where we that we take off and just let up as many least points as you can.
Here is teammate Tommy Bennett taking a look at this week's game.
Yeah, we're doing great this year, 4-2 so far. I got a lot of momentum going into this week against Triton. So, you know, really looking forward to a big game coming up.
And Josh Anderson likes the way the team has come on the last several weeks.
Great. I mean, we had a kind of a choppy start in the beginning, but I think our team's really been able to, you know, click, and we've really established some chemistry, and we've been rolling great. We have a 3-game win streak, and it looks like things are going really great right now.
That's Josh Anderson from Masconomet High School. Earlier, Tommy Bennett, Paul Baker, and Declan Judge. They are at Triton Friday night. Another big Cape Ann League matchup. Newburyport at North Reading, Georgetown playing at Ipswich, Manchester Essex is at Amesbury. Manchester Essex 1-4. In fact, both teams 1-4. The Hornets came up just a bit short a week ago against Ipswich, despite a furious comeback. And Coach Jeff Hutton of Manchester Essex knows his kids face another challenge on the road Friday in Amesbury.
They're big, they're tough, and then that's what they were last year. And then they came in and lined up, and they run a wing T, but they do it out of a double-type formation primarily. And here we go. You know what we're going to run. We're coming at you. So it's a whole new test, a whole new different team. You know, last week, Ipswich ran some of the shotgun. They actually had 4 or 5 wide receivers sometimes. Then they would line up in the option. So we had a lot of different things to prepare for last week. This week it's our offense, but they do it in that power set. So, you know, I'm sure they're licking their chops. You know, they won their last, you know, they won their first game last week versus Hamilton Wenham. You know, it's probably their last home game. It's probably senior night for them up there. So they'd love nothing more than to beat us again this year.
Manchester Essex coach Jeff Hutton. Essex Tech will play host to Whittier tonight. Other Friday night games, Wakefield at Winchester. Wakefield coach Steve Cummings expects his team to face a high-powered offense on the road in Winchester.
So we have Winchester Friday night. Winchester's bringing in some portable lights. They're doing a big senior night over there, so it'll be a good environment. It's our last regular season game. It's a non-league game. But, you know, Wally Dombowski's the head coach over there. He does a great job with those kids. They're going to be very well coached. They run some pretty complex offensive schemes. You know, this spread, they're going to give you a lot to think about. There's a lot to defend. He's got a really good quarterback kid, Liam Fitzgerald. He's, you know, another kid who's really in the same mold of the kid we faced last week. So we have to make sure that kid doesn't go off and beat us, because their offense is capable of putting up a lot of points. You know, their defense, It's one of those bend but don't break type things. They're going to give you certain things, but you got to be able to cash in on them. They got really good team speed. You know, big thing we're looking for is our guys to continue momentum. The little things that we've done all year to get us in this position, I'm just asking the guys to keep doing that. You don't have to do any more than that. You know, just because we're 4-2 now and we're, you know, we have a shared league title doesn't mean that we have to go outside of our comfort zone and try to make things happen. Just let the game come to you. And hopefully we're able to do that Friday night under the lights and everything works out.
Wakefield head coach Steve Cummings speaking on the North Shore Sports Night program, which airs Monday nights at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Woburn is at Melrose, Wilmington at Burlington, Reading at Arlington, Malden at Everett, Malden Catholic playing at Catholic Memorial. Saturday games, albeit a light schedule, Linfield at Hamilton Wenham, Linn Tech at Northeast, Pingree at Tabor, and in college football, Endicott draws a tough one. Undefeated Western New England coming into town for a noon kickoff in Beverly. Endicott coach Kevin DeWall on this weekend's matchup.
Undefeated team. They were the undefeated league champion last year, so obviously a very good team, top to bottom. When you look at them, I think you can look at both sides of the ball. They're one of the tops in the conference of both offense and defense. Offensively, they have a very good running back that they're going to feed. I mean, they're more of a running style offense that then sets up the play action. They play a lot of different receivers. The quarterback's been efficient with the ball, and the offensive line's done a good job, you know, protecting them at this point. So they've been scoring a lot of points on some teams, which then obviously works on the other side as their defense hasn't been giving up a lot of points. You know, they have a lot of returning starters from last year's team that we faced. You know, some of the better defensive backs and secondary we're going to face with some good guys up front. So they're sound in what they do, and you know, they slow down the run and have bottled up some teams. So we're going to have to play pretty well on both sides of the ball, as we know, going in. And similar to last year's game was a close game, and the better team's got to find ways to make some plays to win the close games.
Endicott College head football coach Kevin DeWall. Now, just ahead on our program, Daily Item sports editor Steve Krause joins us to talk high school football. John Squires will be by as well to look at some big games this weekend. And our MSO Harrington Trophy Player of the Week, Jake Doherty from Peabody High School, stops in as well.
This is MSO News Sports. Bill Newell here with Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. Steve, welcome. Good to see you again.
How you doing, Bill?
Great. Well, here we are getting ready for the last weekend of regular season play, with the exception of Thanksgiving, but the regular season play before the playoffs, the games that matter, I guess. And so I don't know. I know you wrote a column in Tuesday's paper about updating us on the playoff situation, and maybe we could go through a few of those, maybe with Division 1, 1A, and so on. So how are you looking at things?
Well, I very amused at the way Division 1 seems to be shaping out, because I would have to think that the last team St. John's Prep wants to face right away in the playoffs is Everett. But if all things remain the same, that's who they're going to play. Now, there's an awful lot of shifting that can go on in that division based on what happens this weekend, and one of them is if the Prep beats Bridgewater Raynham, which is in Division 1A, so that it won't get the maximum points for the win, but it will get points for the fact that Bridgewater Raynham is a winning team. They might be able to move up and avoid having to play Everett, unless Everett moves down. But it's just, it's irony to me that of all the teams, especially since the Prep lost so badly to Everett earlier this year, I just think that they're looking at that going, oh, come on. You know, could this get any worse? Division 1A, Peabody, they're in it. They're playing Danvers this weekend. And, you know, after having seen Danvers, you know, just roll over Lynn English, and I know Lynn English is only a one-win team, but regardless of who they were, Danvers still looked like a machine out there in that game. And they're obviously just as much of a machine the next week, beating Beverly the way they did, despite they took their foot off the gas, I think, in the fourth quarter in that game, and Beverly almost came back. But up until then, they looked pretty good. Peabody's going to have a tough time against Danvers.
No, I think they will. I think, if it were in Peabody, that might be a little bit of a plus for the Tanners, but the game is over in Danvers on Friday night. That's advantage Danvers, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And, Danvers hasn't really played perfect football. I mean, they've had penalties, they've made some mistakes, but they've been winning, and I think overall they're a very solid team. And but then again, I've seen Peabody once or twice, and I've been very impressed with them, to be quite honest with you, certainly defensively.
Yeah, they just have trouble putting points up on the board. They beat English and Classical in successive weeks, and that's teams between them have won two games. So it's really difficult to really get a good gauge on how much they've progressed, which is why this game is so important. I think Beverly is the only team in Division Two, and they're still up there, I think, at last check at number three. And, they're coming to Classical Friday night. It would appear that, based on previous results this season, that they probably won't go down. Yeah. 2A is interesting because we have a bunch of teams in 2A. We have Marblehead leading it, and I believe Danvers and Gloucester are 3-4. So wouldn't it be nice if that game were before Thanksgiving, huh? Just to see which of the two was better going into the playoffs. But what I find interesting about 2A is that if this shakes out right, at some point those two teams are going to have to play before the Thanksgiving Day game. That's what St. Mary's and Fenwick did last year. And I still say it kind of takes the luster off the Thanksgiving Day game when that happens.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And that's probably it's a topic that we've talked about numerous times and so on. But nonetheless, it's one of those things. Anything else, Steve? I don't know if you want to go to and touch any one other division or something like that. Or
Fenwick, Watertown, and Triton are all bunched up. 1, 2, 3, and that would be Division 3. Triton lost. We were on the radio Friday night. following that game. And North Reading just came in there and whooped them. And now we have three teams that are 5-1. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting battle to see how that shakes out. And also, Swampscott, despite what I would have to say are two horrendous losses in a row. One, they just got beat, and the other one, they lost in overtime. They're still in this at number 5. And, you know, depending upon what happens this weekend, that could change too. You know, Swampscott, I believe, this weekend has Winthrop.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks ago, you would have said, oh, that shouldn't be that difficult. But Winthrop's came up with a big win.
Yeah.
And, well, over Saugus, and they beat Salem.
Yeah.
And they're also playing at their home field this week, which is right next to the airport.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm sure the folks from Swampscott might not want to hear this, but it's not a done deal.
No. So just in case the airplanes flying over Miller Field weren't intimidating enough for some of the North Shore teams that are not used to having them fly that low, moving it to East Boston is another peg in that here.
Well, it's just going to be noisy, and, you know, I'm sure Winthrop is a little bit more used to that at this point than any team coming into play. It's just awful getting to that place.
Yeah, well, unless you're in the Hertz rental van or something like that, would go right by there, I think, probably.
I know it. There's this little exit off of Route 1A that is almost, you almost miss it. And the next thing you know, you're in the Sumner Tunnel. I don't know, man.
I got you. Hey, one other note from Lynn Football is, you know, Matt Durgan had a milestone win this past weekend, so he continues to roll up the W's at St. Mary's. And in a way, that, you know, with Spelman coming in last Saturday undefeated, they picked a very big league win as well for themselves.
No matter where St. Mary's plays Spelman, that game is always a tough game. You know, those teams, it's like, you know, the old NFC East battles, you know. It really doesn't matter what the records are when those two teams from that league play. They're always tough games. Now, St. Mary's is going up to Austin. They're tied with Shawsheen right now at number one in Division 3A. And they're going up to Austin Prep to play. And Austin Prep is 2-4. And I'll bet you that if Matt Durgan came in right now, he'd say, I'm scared to death of this game. Bill Maraday's the Austin Prep coach. He's a great coach. You know, he's been around a long time. He knows what to do. And, you know, I'm sure Matt is sweating bullets, even though St. Mary's is 6-0 and just stomping on everybody. He takes nothing for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Steve, good talking with you, and we'll check again soon.
Take care. We'll know all about what's going to happen with this next time we meet.
Okay. That's Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn, and this is MSO News Sports. Continuing along on MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell with John Squires as we analyze some of the action coming up this weekend, also review some of the big plays and highlights from last week. And, John, I don't know where to begin. Let's begin with the game you were at, which was an overtime game, Revere and Swampscott. And Revere pulled out that win by a couple of points in overtime.
Yeah, they did, Billy, and they looked much improved from earlier in the season. I saw them early in the season. They put 14 points on the board early. They scored. They were up, I think, 14-0 at halftime. Swampscott looked very lackluster. They came out the second half and were a completely different team. They showed a lot of character. Speaking from a coaching perspective, they showed a lot of character and fortitude coming back from a 14-0 deficit. They were still down 14-7 in the third quarter, tied the game in the fourth quarter, went ahead in the fourth quarter, 21-14, and everything looked like it was going to be a great day for the Big Blue. But what happened was, as Revere played most of the game, they came on strong. They tied the game up with 31 seconds to go. They went into overtime. They scored. Coach Ciccarelli went for two, which I thought was a gutsy call, made it. They were up by 8 points. Swampscott scored on their first down, first play out in overtime, and then they went for the extra point, and they got stopped on the goal line. Real tough loss, 29-27 win for Revere Patriots.
So Swampscott
only snapped the ball twice, really, in overtime.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And once they scored and once they stopped on the goal line. So it was a whoever lost this game, it was going to be a tough game. It was a great day for football, as you know. It was a beautiful. You were over at Beverly. It's a great day, great atmosphere, nice crowd, and it turned out to be a really good football game.
Well, we have several games this weekend, and let's just begin with the Peabody Danvers game, which is our video game this Friday night with live streaming video from Danvers. Now I have that reversed on my chart. I don't know why that happened, but it's at Danvers. And as we look at that game, here we've got a Peabody team that, you know, if they're can sort out their offense and move the ball a little bit, I think they can hang in this game with Danvers. A Danvers team that is, you know, kind of on a roll in the last few weeks.
Yeah, they are. But Peabody is a much improved team. They put up a lot of points. I think it was 41 points against an English team last. And English is rebuilding, as we've seen English before, and you have too. But Peabody is really coming on strong. And Peabody played very, very well against Beverly. Probably should have beat Beverly early in the season, one of the games that you guys did. So I look for Peabody to play very, very strong. I think it's going to be a great ball game. And Danvers is starting, as you said, They're playing very well. They're 5-1. They have a chance to end the season strong, but they haven't played their best game thus far this season. I'm sure, which can be good, it can be bad. Speaking again from a coach's perspective, I think it's good because playoffs are coming up. They may have a rematch down the road with Marblehead. The Thanksgiving Day against Gloucester certainly is going to be a war, another great matchup. And I think Danvers is still, we have not seen the best out of Danvers yet. But once again, Peabody Coach Benincourt has the Peabody playing very, very well.
Well, you know, when Jim Rudloff loses a game, he's finding things wrong with his team, but they've been rolling this year. They played very well this year. But I think Coach Terrio can honestly look at his game films and say, yeah, we could improve here, 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 as you're mentioning, this season. And that's credible with his team, with his players a little bit. Not so much maybe with Jim Rudloff, because his team is just doing so well at this point. But that's what coaches do, and that's how they talk, and that's how they have to motivate.
Exactly. And you know something interesting? We're talking about games this weekend. There's a huge game in the Merrimack Valley. Bill Ricker and Tewksbury are both undefeated, and they're both playing for their championship in their league play, but more importantly, for probably top seed in that other division, Division 2. Marblehead, I think, is in Division 2A, if I'm not mistaken, and Bill Ricker and Tewksbury are the top of Division 2. What's a little bit different, they're the only division that has to play that extra play-in game for the playoffs. Everybody else plays three games. They play three, and then they have to play the 2A. And the North and South have to play that extra game, and Bill Ricker and Tewksbury are going to be a war up there. And talking about Coach Rudloff, I heard an interesting thing, and I wouldn't be surprised. They play Friday night, Marblehead. I wouldn't be surprised if the whole staff goes over to Tewksbury and watches that Bill Ricker-Tewksbury game, thinking down the road.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure they're looking ahead. And that's how the postseason does it. Let's just check one more game. We last week, I know we talked a bit about the Capehan League. This Friday night, two big games to focus on in the Cape Ann League in the large division. Masco playing at Triton, and then you've got Newburyport at North Reading. North Reading with the one loss, Triton with the one loss, and Masco with the one loss in league play. And so if Masco wins at Triton tonight, they get a piece of that league title. And who would have thought that, really, a couple of weeks ago?
Exactly. And, you know, they've been kind of staying in the woods, so to speak, third place throughout the season. But with that big win for North Reading over Triton last weekend, we have an interesting matchup. Now, North Reading has to play Newburyport and beat them to have a co-champs. And I'm not sure, we were talking this before we met today about how it works out. A head-to-head competition, if Masco does beat Triton and Masco and North Reading a tie record-wise for the league play, head-on, Masco beat them. So it might be the Masco would be the champs. And as we said, right out of the chute, Masco was struggling, and then all of a sudden they've turned it around and they're starting to win, as they seem to always do in that league, Billy.
Yeah. Coach Gavin Monagle, and in his second year at Masco, having taken over for Jim Pugh. All right, Coach, any other thoughts on the football weekend ahead?
Well, this is the big one. This is where we start to see who's going to make the playoffs. After this week, next week, we'll be talking about who's being matched up against who. So it's a big weekend for a lot of teams. Some are still in the hunt. Most have a pretty good shot because there are eight teams from every division. So I'm looking forward to some good games this week, Bill.
All right, that's John Squires here with us on MSO News Sports.
Now let's meet our MSO Harrington Trophy Player of the Week from this past week,
Jake Doherty from Peabody High School.
Well, Jake, congratulations on winning the Player of the Week honors. You obviously had a fantastic game, two rushing touchdowns, and you caught two passes.
Yes, sir. It was a crazy game all night. It was senior night, so I was really happy to produce the way I did on that night.
Yeah. Tell me about your offensive line, because those guys are critical for any offense.
Definitely, starting with our tight end, Brandon Muse. Then we have David Pence and Dan Smith switching in at tackle. Francisco Mendoza doing a great job at guard. Michael Locke at center. Jake DeStefano at right guard. Then Randy Ramos at the right tackle, and James McCarthy at the right end. They all are beasts mentally and physically. They know how to get people out of the way and make holes for us. So
tell me about the quarterback.
Matt D'Amato, he's been doing very well this season. He had a few injuries, but you know, he's bounced back, and he had a great, great senior night throwing accurate passes all around the field.
Let me flip it over to the defensive side. As on the defensive side, you're a linebacker, and your defense, I think, has clearly made a big statement this year in the league. So tell me a little bit more of some of your teammates on defense.
Oh, our defensive line, I think, has done a great job. They're not the heaviest out there, but they definitely are the toughest. We have Cam Powers and Dariel Canella playing tackle, and Mike Trachy at nose guard. We also have Brandon Muse and James McCarthy, the defensive ends, who are being great contained players for us on the sweeps. We also have myself and Eric DeMeo at middle linebacker and outside linebacker, just doing a great job stopping the run. Our DBs, especially Pat McGuire, has learned to come up and make really hard hits on plays, and pickoffs are just, everything's just around the field crazy on defense.
And finally, Jake, you guys have a huge game coming up this week at Danvers, and clearly your defense needs to probably set a tone right away.
Yeah, they're definitely one of our North Shore rivals, so it would be great to put it to them in the first half on defense and stymie them at the line and get stuff going.
Jake Doherty, Peabody High School, our MSL Harrington Trophy Player of the Week this past week. A special thanks to our guests in this week's program: Steve Krause, item sports editor from the Daily Item of Lynn; John Squires from MSO News Sports; Jake Doherty, our MSO Harrington Trophy Player of the Week; and of course, Rick Moore and Tim Kearns for contributing to this week's program. Our broadcast games this weekend, live video streaming Friday night, Danvers at Peabody, 7 o'clock kickoff with Rick Moore and Paul Ingram, and live radio coverage on Channel A Friday night, Beverly versus Lynn Classical from Manning Field and Lynn, 7 o'clock kickoff. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great football weekend. This is MSO, NewSports.com.